This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day if you want to feel a little bit encouraged about winning the war. Which war? The war in Afghanistan? No, that one has been lost already. And we're now just trying to get some of the most vulnerable people out of Afghanistan. We're also being warned, and this may be what the president is going to talk about. There is talk now on all the cable TV networks and elsewhere about fear of some kind of major terror attack after this August 31st deadline, probably between August 31st and September 11th. And it could be from ISIS-K, which is another terror group aligned with the Taliban. It could be from Al-Qaeda or one of its various franchises. It could be from anywhere. But apparently the chatter, as they say, in intelligence world is out there. No, this war is very much alive. It is very much a threat. It is the kind of thing that I think every responsible, sane American has to lose some sleep over. It's problematic. The other thing that we can control more readily is actually going pretty well. There has been a huge rush of new vaccines that have been gotten by people with the in order to withstand the COVID virus in case they get it. And this is increasingly the message that's coming across, is the vaccine isn't just there to prevent you from getting the virus. It's there to make sure that you don't suffer unduly, get hospitalized, or die if you actually get the virus. And right now, they say that there's a new NBC News poll on who has been vaccinated. And they didn't ask people to show their vaccination cards. What they did is, have you been vaccinated or not? And among all American adults, they say 69% vaccinated. Women more likely to get vaccinated than men, which I think is kind of what you'd expect. 71% of women, 67% of men. Even among young people, 18 to 34, it's 63%. So you're getting up toward two-thirds. And among older people, over the age of 65, it's 86%. Blacks, 79%. Latinos, 71%. White evangelicals, one of only two groups that are below 60%, which is white evangelicals, 59%, and Republicans, 55%. Now, President Trump tried to do something about that. He mentioned, as we mentioned on our show yesterday, when he did his rally in Cullom, Alabama, and a vintage Trump rally, though a little bit less energetic and a little bit smaller crowd, too, than usual, at least when he was in president of the United States or in the midst of the campaign. But he actually interjected a little bit of a commercial on behalf of his vaccine that he had played a major role in helping to develop. This is President Trump in his Alabama rally telling the people and telling all of his loyal followers and true believers, this actually works. This is clip 1A.
You got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms. But I happen to take the vaccine. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know, okay? I'll call up Alabama and say, hey, you know what? But it is working.
Okay, the way this is covered, I mean, for Trump to get booed at all at one of his rallies is unusual. This wasn't, as I think the press somewhat exaggerated, so sort of overwhelming boos, but it was all enough to inspire Alex Jones from InfoWars to actually have some unpleasant thoughts about President Trump, because he, of course, does not believe in the vaccine at all. There's lots of stuff he doesn't believe in that is reality. Well, like September 11th actually was a terrorist attack. It was not an inside job. And yes, the killing of all those children at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, yes, that really did happen too, Alex. But here is Alex Jones commenting on his favorite president on his InfoWars show. Listen.
BS. Trump, that's a lie. You're not stupid. Just 2 weeks ago, they said it was 65%, then 40%. Saw a number put up about Pfizer shots, 30-something percent. Because he's going to tell you it doesn't work, so you're running with a new damn shot. And then they'll tell you in 6 months that one doesn't work. It's called rope-a-dope. Shame on you, Trump. Seriously. Hey, if you don't have the good sense to save yourself and your political career, that's okay. At least you're going to get some good Republicans elected. And, you know, we like you. But, my God, maybe you're not that bright. Maybe Trump's actually a dumb. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
There's a source you can trust, uh-huh. By the way, I'm saying that facetiously. I do not believe that's a source you can trust. The idea that he doesn't think these vaccines work, but the products he hypes on his own show to deal with various intimate problems, they work for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Here's something from Fox, and I mention it from Fox because Fox has also been, from time to time, they have people on the air, not all of them, who are vaccine skeptical. But they covered new figures that were just released from Los Angeles County. And on Saturday, the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health, and Los Angeles County, remember, is like over 10 million people. It's a very, very big county. And the latest figures brought the county's totals to 1,383,000 cases of COVID-19 and 25,000 dead. But on Saturday, the department once again reminded residents that vaccinated people have far greater protection against negative health outcomes should they contract the virus. This is actually very important. The public health director, whose name is Barbara Ferrer, said everyone who is not yet vaccinated needs to know they do not have the same protection as vaccinated people. As of August 7th, unvaccinated adults between 18 and 49 years old were 25 times more likely to be hospitalized with COVID-19 than vaccinated adults of the same age. And then what about deaths in that age group? Well, she said virtually no deaths occurred in vaccinated members of this age group. Meanwhile, unvaccinated adults over age 50 were a dozen times more likely to be hospitalized than their vaccinated counterparts. They were 17 times more likely to die. The latest figures show that 73% of county residents aged 12 and over have received at least one dose of the vaccine. And that's a pretty high for Los Angeles County. With almost 3 million LA County residents 12 and older still not vaccinated, our recovery journey can become compromised, she said. While the highest hospitalization rate is among older unvaccinated adults over 50, hospitalizations in younger unvaccinated adults between the ages of 18 and 49 have increased 226% since July 7th. That's the impact of the Delta variant. The president is getting ready to make some kind of announcement about the deadline for withdrawing everybody from Afghanistan. We'll get to that coming up. Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions. But we can't do it alone. Hear from the acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished. And join him October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVet History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There was a lady outside the Trump rally who wasn't persuaded by his pitch for vaccines. His pitch didn't go on for long, but it seemed to be heartfelt. And I hope that everybody takes it to heart and everybody helps make us safer and maybe help point toward some kind of emergence back to normal life, or more back to normal life. We thought we were there, and then we have the Delta variant. Or is this really going to be something that goes on and on and on and on for the rest of our lives? One can only hope not. 1-800-955-1776. The lady interviewed outside the Trump rally in Alabama was asked about whether she is going to get on the bandwagon, and definitely there's a bandwagon pro-vaccine right now. All kinds of organizations, including the U.S. military, including universities all across the country, even including Washington State University and a recalcitrant football coach named Rolovich, everybody basically is taking the vaccine, and that's good news. And it does indicate that in places where that has happened, the rate of hospitalizations has gone down because you are vastly less likely to be hospitalized or to have some kind of serious illness if you've taken the vaccine. And this was the lady outside the Trump rally in Alabama commenting that it doesn't matter to her. Ultimately, it won't sway her. The fact that now the Pfizer vaccine has received full FDA approval, complete FDA approval. This is clip three.
Nope, don't want it.
No? Wait.
They ain't tested it enough, from my opinion.
Yeah. The Pfizer shot is about to get full FDA approval. Would that change your opinion on it at all?
Not until they do a whole lot more investigating in on it.
Yeah.
Nothing's going in me until then.
Right. Do you think that would take a long time?
About 10 years or so.
Ten years? Good luck. You should, as they say, long life to you. Dr. Fauci actually said recently that if more Americans get vaccinated, there is a date where he says COVID-19 will be under control. This is clip two. Listen.
If we can get through this winter and get really the majority, overwhelming majority of the 90 million people who have not been vaccinated, I hope we could start to get some good control in the spring of 2022.
Okay, some good control. It could be helpful and encouraging. And again, when you talk about 90 million people, and you can actually be part of that effort. And then there was this from Dr. Fauci to Anderson Cooper on CNN. Listen.
Clip 16. They're going to give a lot of incentive and backing for a lot of institutions and organizations and places of employment to mandate. And that could be colleges, university, the military, organizations that employ a lot of people. Some of the big corporations are going to say, if you want to work for us in person, you've got to be there and get vaccinated. And I think that's a good thing. I know I respect people's freedom, but when you're talking about a public health crisis that we've been going through now for well over a year and a half, the time has come. Enough is enough. We've just got to get people vaccinated.
And again, not passing laws saying you must be vaccinated, but big organizations, including governmental organizations, requiring it for employees. I do appreciate for people in my family that they will be in workplaces where everybody else is vaccinated too. And again, why not? That's the basic point now. The main objection about it not getting FDA approval, and now has the FDA approval. And yesterday in Florida, South Florida, and Miami area, there were 75 doctors who walked out of their hospital. And why? They walked out of their hospital because it's flooded with unvaccinated people who got COVID. And then it's not everybody who gets COVID, obviously, who goes to the hospital. Most people don't. Most people don't have symptoms that are that serious. But if you go to the hospital, it's a very serious matter. And one of the doctors who walked out in protest, spoke to MSNBC and explained what upset him so much. This is clip 15.
Because we know vaccines are safe and effective, and it's people who go out and talk against them that really go against physicians and medicine and science, and it's not the message we want to get across to people. Vaccines are safe, and we need to get our communities vaccinated.
That does make sense, no? And putting this into context, it seems to me that this is very much worth doing and hearing from everybody. There's also this story, the headline, COVID Stalls Audit Report in Arizona. And we were talking about this a little bit yesterday. This is that longstanding, it was supposed to take only 60 days. It's taken much more than that. It's the basic audit by the cyber ninjas who were hired to recount the votes in Arizona. And New York Times report says a draft report of a much ridiculed review of the 2020 election results in Arizona's largest county has been delayed by a COVID-19 outbreak on the team preparing the analysis, the Republican president of the Arizona State Senate said on Monday. The president, Senator Karen Fan, said in a statement that three people in the five-member team were, quote, quite sick, including Doug Logan, the chief executive of the Florida-based company Cyber Ninjas that is in charge of the review. And by the way, they so much wanted this to be outside of the swamp that they picked a company that's never done electoral counting or monitoring before. But they got a great name. Lawyers for the state Senate will begin reviewing the partial draft on Wednesday, Senator Fan said, and more meetings will be required before the findings of the review are made public. Mr. Logan's company began reviewing 2.1 million ballots and election equipment for Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix, in April on orders of the Republican majority in the state Senate. Ms. Fan has said that the review was conducted to address claims of voter fraud by supporters of former President Trump, though no evidence of widespread fraud exists. She has also said that President Biden's narrow victories in both the county and the state would remain official regardless of the findings. Now, this is for the Republican leader of the Senate. They will remain official regardless of what happens. I hope they all recover from COVID and get this thing done and put behind us. And I hope the president's statement comes behind us. Damn the deadline. Who said that? We'll get to that coming up.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden has agreed with the Pentagon recommendation to stick to an August 31st deadline to withdraw U.S. combat troops from Afghanistan. The decision comes amid doubts over whether the U.S. can safely evacuate all American citizens and Afghan allies before the deadline. Meantime, the top Senate Republican is blasting President Biden for his decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan.
This is a foreign policy blunder of gargantuan proportions that's a stain on our national reputation and will be remembered for decades.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell speaking there on Fox News. He also went after Biden for having no plan to execute the withdrawal. New home sales rose in July by 1%, with the median price of a new home selling for $390,500. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved Show, our new sponsor, Balance 7, is actually a very tasty addition. Not in terms of taste delicious, but it freshens your mouth and kind of freshens the way you feel, because it helps get your body, your system, into balance. This is something you drink. You drink 1 ounce. Three different times a day, and it has been scientifically demonstrated, and you can go and read all about it at the website. Gives you more energy, relief from joint discomfort, boost in immunity, optimizing the pH balance in your entire system, and can also relieve heartburn and aid in digestion. And by the way, the aid in digestion is something that I think I've experienced directly in the couple of weeks that I have been using Balance 7. So here's a story. Right now, if you go to balance7.com, that's balance7.com, and you use the code Michael Medved at checkout, secret code, then you receive a free 4 ounce bottle of My Smooth Skin with any purchase of Balance 7 products. My Smooth Skin retails at $13.99, but it's free with your Balance 7 dietary supplement order right now. Again, if you just head to balance7.com, use that code name Michael Medved at checkout, and you get it along with the free My Smooth Skin promotion with your order of Balance 7 pH concentrate. Balance7.com, that's balance7.com. Ben Sasse actually he has been so very good and so very effective on this. Jeremy, if you can put that up there for him, thank you. This is a new statement from Ben Sasse on Damn the Deadline. And again, I think he speaks for the American spirit, really. He is a member of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, Republican from Nebraska. He issued the following statement after the Taliban, that would be in the last 24 hours, threatened consequences if Americans continue rescue operations beyond the deadline that President Biden has agreed to, which is August 31st. Damn the deadline, so says Ben Sasse. The American people are not going to surrender our fellow citizens to the Taliban. Americans want us to stay until we get our people out, and so do our allies. The Biden administration needs to cut the Stockholm syndrome. There is absolutely no reason to trust the Taliban. They're violently blocking Americans and our Afghan partners from reaching the airport. If President Biden accepts the Taliban's terms, he'll be the one holding the shovel in Afghanistan's graveyard of empires. Mr. President, tell the Taliban we're getting our people out however long it takes, and that we're perfectly willing to spill Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS blood to do it. Would that be refreshing to hear from the President of the United States? I think particularly in these circumstances it would. Something else that would be refreshing would be a little bit of fiscal sanity, because while all this is going on, Nancy Pelosi is busy. She called the Congress back not to deal with the crisis in Afghanistan, not to deal with any aspects of actually getting the Delta variant under control or dealing with COVID-19, but in order to spend more and more and more of your money and to get us deeper and deeper and deeper into debt and to raise taxes on everybody. Now, that should not be the kind of agenda that we support, but there is one a truly incredible headline. It just knocked me out. And occasionally, we should actually start a feature, Jeremy, on the show with dumb headline of the day. The headline says, public transit is flush with cash. Oh, good. But not riders. So what are they using the cash for? For running empty trains. Great. Here is the story by David Harrison of the Wall Street Journal. The bipartisan infrastructure bill approved by the Senate this month is the latest effort to inject federal money into public transit agencies. But all that money likely won't buy what the transit really needs. Riders! In other words, this is one of those things that I've spoken about concerning the light rail idiocy here in Seattle, where basically they've spent literally it's billions of dollars now to build these trains that run around empty. And in Oregon, they had a famous story about a coyote that was freeloading on the train. It had been on the train and rode back and forth and back and forth. And the comment was, well, it's an animal. It's looking for a nice, warm, comfortable place without too many people to bother him. And he found it on the train. The after the pandemic-induced agencies are going to stop receiving this huge spurt of money associated with the pandemic, that could mean service cuts and fee increases, according to transit agencies. New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority, for instance, expects to use up its $14.5 billion allocation of federal aid by 2024, at which point it will face a $3.5 billion two-year shortfall. Where does that money come from? The transit ridership nationwide fell 78% between February and April of 2020 as the rise in COVID-19 cases prompted people to stay home. Agencies pared back their service but still lost crucial revenue. Fares account for about a third of operating costs, according to the Transportation Department. In response, Congress passed three COVID-19 relief bills signed by both former President Trump and President Biden, totaling $69.5 billion to help transit agencies. That is $15 billion more than the country's 2,200 agencies spent combined to run their systems in 2019, the last year before the pandemic hit. In other words, you have a situation now which, which is hard to even believe when you look at it. But you have these systems that are right now floating in money and more money pouring in, and fewer and fewer and fewer riders. What exactly is the point? I know they want to give people a sense that we're supporting public transport. And, you know, the idea that this actually saves us all kinds of carbon emissions and helps the climate crisis, it doesn't. Because if no one's riding this, they're still going someplace, somewhere, and it doesn't count to run empty trains. You're not going to rescue the climate that way. More concerning to transit officials, some employers have now institutionalized working from home, and they don't plan to bring all their employees back in the office ever again. Gilbert LLP, a Washington, D.C. law firm, swapped its downtown office for a smaller space last year and told employees to do most of their work from home. The Bay Area Rapid Transit, the San Francisco area subway system, sees ridership reaching only 75% of pre-pandemic levels by 2025. It's down, 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 which makes it look all the more ridiculous that we have spent these billions upon billions of dollars to build systems that nobody uses, that does nobody any good, and basically does nothing to help the climate. Amazing story. The House just narrowly passed a measure Tuesday. What measure? We'll tell you. Coming up.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Of course, one of the classic rock songs of all time. And there will be no more satisfaction. There's no more life for Charlie Watts, who I actually had some contact with once upon a time. And partially when I during the time that I was working on British TV years ago, but... He was the drummer for the Rolling Stones, and he was 80, and he just passed away. And again, boy, does that make you feel old. I mean, not that I'm Charlie Watts' age, I'm not, but the fact that the Stones, that were so much a part of a given era, and Charlie Watts was always the most stable, sort of the pulsing energy source for the whole band. And again, I can't claim that he was a friend of mine, but he was a gracious and kind of a sane guy for a rock and roller, for what you think of someone for like the Rolling Stones. And say what you will about Keith Richards and Mick Jagger and the rest of them, is for people at this age to not retire, to keep giving people joy. They made a during the pandemic, do you remember that song they came up with? That, which was actually a haunting, yeah, something, it says City of Ghosts or City, it was something about how the city was empty with people not on the streets. I beg pardon? This was, I can tell you exactly when, it was the end of 1983. And because it was because of a book project that never came about, where they were going to be doing sort of an authorized biography of the Rolling Stones, which would have been a great gig, but it didn't actually happen. And again, what was surprising to me was you hear all these stories. These are wild and crazy guys. They were always sort of put forward as the bad boy alternative to the Beatles, who and really when you look at the course of the lives of a lot of the principals, that was too much drugs in both cases, but the Stones kept it going. There was and I think they took pride in this, a working class kind of integrity to the idea that they viewed rock and roll as a job. Mick Jagger actually has a fitness trainer. He trains 5 days a week doing stamina and balance exercises. If he is leading up to a tour, he runs 8 miles a day. And Mick is, I think he's Biden's age, isn't he? He might even be older. But I think 78. It is unbelievable. Yeah, baby boomers. Yeah, 78, so he's Biden's age. I'm not sure that President Biden wants to take him on in a contest of stamina or musical ability. Okay, there is this. The House narrowly passed a measure today approving a $3.5 trillion budget blueprint and locking in a late September vote on a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Now, this is all very complicated. This $3.5 trillion blueprint doesn't spend any money. They have to vote separately to authorize the money that they've put here in this basic outline of what they think the budget should be. $3.5 trillion more. Wow. The final agreement was approved in a 220 to 212 vote, so on a strictly party line vote, it looks like. It kept Democrats moving forward with President Biden's legislative ambitions and defused the last flare-up with the party's centrist wing. There were 9 centrist Democrats who wanted to go ahead and pass this together with the infrastructure bill, because they care a lot about the infrastructure bill. They're in swing districts. And the infrastructure bill could actually produce some new jobs. But if you can find somebody to take them. Miss shift in party leader strategy to tie together the votes on the infrastructure and the budget bills, that all could come apart in the House, potentially diminishing liberals' leverage in the coming negotiations. Look, you know what's going to impact this coming up in the House is Biden's mishandling of the Afghanistan situation. The New York Times, very sympathetic to Biden, says, with President Biden facing a political crisis that has shaken his standing in his party, Democrats across the country are increasingly worried about their ability to maintain power in Washington as his administration struggles to defend its chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan and staunch a resurgent pandemic that appeared to be waning only weeks ago. Oh, yes, and speaking of the pandemic, we got an email that from William in Yuba City, California. And William says, Michael, I must disagree with you on the vaccine mandates. I remember when you talked about how important freedom of choice is. What changed? I personally will not get the jab because I am not going to be told what to do or not by arrogant people who think they know what's best. I choose for myself. Funny how things change, isn't it? Well, two things. First of all, when you're talking about vaccine mandates, it's not the government that issues a mandate that says you must get a vaccine. That's not it. It's that if you go into a restaurant, shouldn't that restaurant have the right to say, hey, we don't want people coming in and doing business with us unless they certify that they've been vaccinated. Now, why would they do that? Because they will get other people who care about that. There are people who do not want to be around unvaccinated people who are keeping this pandemic alive. And, for instance, educational institutions for the federal government, this is not someone saying, you must get a vaccine. It's saying, hey, you want to come into my house? You want to come into my place of business? You want to work with me or for me? You want to go to our school? Then you follow the rules. It's the same idea. Well, you can't do what you want if it's going to endanger other people. And that's the whole essence here. It's not all about you and what you want to do. It's about you making choices. And if it's important enough for you to avoid a vaccine for the principle of the thing, I think it's an awfully stupid decision. But if that's really important to you, then sure, you'll make the sacrifice and you won't go to that baseball game that they might require vaccines for, probably will at some point. You may not want to go to that particular school or work at that particular place of business. And that's really up to the people who run those private operations. And it's not up to you to say, okay, because I choose, you must be exposed to someone unvaccinated. I mean, it's the same idea as, by the way, a quarantine. When this entire thing started, one of the first schools in the country to have a COVID test was a school that my daughter teaches at. And in New York City, at schools actually in the Bronx. And she had to be quarantined because of possible exposure. And this was early on. And it wasn't something she chose. You don't get to choose everything. Not when you're dealing with a public health crisis that continues to kill people on a disturbing level. And again, the reason I played that brief clip from Dr. Fauci is I think it's hopeful. If he is saying that by the spring of 2022, we could be back under control and maybe pull back from so much of this because we get enough people vaccinated and maybe even getting in the habit of getting vaccinated. We do get flu vaccines regularly, and maybe they will be even more popular. And the idea of the fully authorized FDA-approved COVID vaccine, if an organization or a business or an operation of any kind wants to establish a mandate, it's not unconstitutional, nor is it a violation of anyone's profound liberty. We will be right back with more on the president and the Afghan evacuation and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.